The Prime Minister's controversial paid parental leave scheme received only the most cursory mention in the budget papers. Mr Abbott recently pared it back so the maximum payment for 6 months would be $50,000. But the policy only appeared as an inclusion in the contingency reserve, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Tucked away in the budget papers is just one paragraph referring to Tony Abbott's signature policy. The paid parental leave scheme is relegated to little more than a footnote. Provisions being made for it in the contingency reserve, a bucket of money reserved for decisions taken, but as yet not announced by government, decisions too late to be included in portfolio estimates and so on. The Grattan Institute CEO, John Daly, spotted it last night.
You need a scanning electron microscope to find it in the budget papers. It gets a very brief mention in the revenue section indicating that the company tax cut and company tax increase have already been built into the numbers as a parameter and other variation, apparently, last November, but without any clear indication of exactly how much is there. And then on the cost side, the spending side for paid parental leave, we're told that that's already built into the contingency reserve. We're not told exactly how much. We're told that that's changed a little bit as a result of the change in threshold, but again, not how much. And that is the only thing that you will find in terms of references to paid parental leave, apart from a single line in the Treasurer's speech, in literally hundreds and hundreds of Treasury documents about the budget. So it is unusually short treatment for something which is apparently a signature policy of the government.
The official Treasury explanation is that the Commonwealth is still negotiating with the states about their contribution to the scheme, and the funding's included in the budget's contingency reserves. It's the same from the Treasurer, Joe Hockey.
We are still negotiating with the states about the scheme, and as you know, we've reduced the threshold from $150,000 to $100,000 in relation to the PPL. I noticed that there weren't many journalists criticising us for breaking that promise.
John Daly says that might explain its formal classification.
Although I would note that there are lots of other things about which there are uncertainties which nevertheless go into the budget, particularly at the point that they are formally government policy. What that doesn't explain is why there is so little airplay for an important policy, even if there are plenty of uncertainties around it. It's already in the numbers, in effect.
So what do you think it means?
I think it may well reflect there is a certain amount of ambivalence about it as a policy. I think it's a matter of public record that not all in the coalition are entirely convinced that it is sound policy. The Commission of Audit obviously recommended that it be cut back even further. And I think picking up very sound international evidence that we also looked at Grattan Institute that showed that for every dollar that you spend on paid parental leave, you would get double the impact on female workforce participation if you spent it subsidising childcare. So there are really good reasons why, in a tight budgetary environment, this is not the right policy. And I think the relatively short treatment may reflect that not everyone is entirely united behind it.
Last election, the Greens backed the same payment level for parental leave that Mr Abbott has now agreed to. But the minor party is yet to say if it'll pass it in the Senate, demanding the government first provide all the financial details and that the scheme be fully funded by big business. Now the budget's been handed down, Greens MP Adam Bandt is stressing that not 1 cent of the scheme be paid for by spending cuts, and he's disappointed that no more details have been laid out in the budget papers.
It's disappointing that there's still not a clear, fully costed policy on the table explaining how the proposed paid parental leave scheme would work. That's because Tony Abbott still doesn't have the full support of his cabinet or his caucus. Perhaps it's because they haven't finalised the details, but the full details of the proposal are going to be crucial to know. For our part, we'll not accept any proposal that is funded by even $1 of the horrendous cuts that we're seeing in this budget.
So what do you rate its chances at this point of getting through the Senate?
At the moment, we haven't even got to square one because we haven't yet seen a detailed policy that the Prime Minister can say with his hand on his heart has the support of his side of politics.
But does it need that?
There is no point in wasting the public and the Parliament's time if there's a scheme that's going to be put up that is going to see Liberal members of Parliament refuse to vote for it.
The Greens Deputy Leader Adam Bandt, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.